Welcome into First Pitch for Monday, June 5th. I am Drew Martin, joined by Dwayne Bryant, Marco D'Angelo, and Steve Merrill of WagerTalk.com. We got big game breakdown, best bets coming to you for the Monday slate. A reminder, guys, it's $9 Monday at WagerTalk.com. Great day to check out the website. All handicappers, top plays discounted to just $9. Guys, we got big game breakdown coming to you first, and we're heading to our leadoff hitter here. Dwayne Bryant. I'm seeing the St. Louis Cardinals and the Texas Rangers. This is the Cardinals' first trip to Globe Life here, Dwayne Bryant. And we're seeing the Rangers now minus 135 as the home favorite, total of 10. What are you looking to do in Arlington?
Oh, so we got Adam Wainwright and Martin Perez in this game. And, you know, Wainwright will be 42 before this season is over. And it sure looks like he's overstayed his welcome in MLB. I mean, he currently has career worst season numbers in ERA, xFIP, strikeout percentage, batting average against, WHIP, and I could keep going for the next 5 minutes. But his fastball velocity's down almost 2 miles per hour from last season. That certainly isn't helping his case here. I mean, he's logged almost 2,600 big league innings, and it just sure looks like that right arm is just shot. They've given him 6 days rest for this start, so we'll see if the extra day helps at all. What doesn't help at all is that he's facing the Rangers today, and Texas owns MLB's second-best WRC plus against right-handed pitching at 120, which is 20% better than average. And that number rises to 145 at home, which is tops in the league. The Rangers are averaging 7.1 runs in home games against right-handed starting pitchers. That's pretty impressive. On the other side, Perez has been much sharper at home this season. I'm just looking at a few of his splits here. OPS allowed, 695 at home, 883 away. FIP, 221 at home, 624 away. Strikeout percentage minus walk percentage, 15.6% at home, only 6.2% away. But the Cards have much better numbers versus left-handed pitching than any of the three teams Perez faced at home, those three teams being Colorado, the Yankees, and the Phillies. St. Louis owns a 115 WRC plus against left-handed pitching, which is actually tied with the Dodgers for seventh best in the league. And for as lousy as Wainwright has pitched, his lineup sure gives him plenty of runs to work with. The Cards averaged 7.4 runs in Wainwright's five starts this season, including exactly 8 runs in each of his 2 road starts. So, I mean, between how poorly Wainwright has pitched, how potent Texas has been against right-handed pitching, especially at home, and how well St. Louis has hit left-handed pitching, I definitely wouldn't talk anyone off betting the over in this one.
All right, looking for some runs there in Globe Life. Good stuff from our leadoff hitter, Dwayne Bryant, heading to our second hole hitter here. And, Marco, you know they say put your best hitter in the two hole with the Cubs and the Padres up next. Big game breakdown, Marco. Last game on the card, and Blake Snell's lost, what, 9 of the 11 starts this season for the Padres? The Padres have lost 9 of the 11 starts that Snell has made. Can he kind of snap out of this, Marco? What are you looking to do in Petco tonight?
Well, I'm looking at this one, and I'm going to look at the first 5 innings in this one. And although Snell has been a disappointment overall for the Padres, I like him in this spot through the 5 innings. And if you look at what he's coming off of, 2 of his better starts, he's allowed just 1 run in his last 11 innings pitched. And if you go back, 4 of his last 5 starts, he's allowed 2 runs or less. What I'm going to go with him in this one is I don't like Kyle Hendricks. Now, he's making his 3rd start of the year. If you remember, he had been off for 11 months prior to those 2 starts, and they've been mediocre at best. He's allowed 4 runs in 9 innings. That's not really that bad, but what is bad is his WHIP. His WHIP in those 2 starts was 1.82. Now, granted, it's a small sample size, but if you're leaving almost 2, if you're putting 2 guys on base per inning, that's not going to work out well for you. This is the final game of the series. Look, you know, it's odd to have a series finishing up on a Monday between these 2 teams, but I'm going to go ahead and look for the Padres to get the job done tonight. I'm going to lay the half a run. I want to bring the price down on this game. By laying a half a run through five innings, we're getting it at minus 115. I'm very comfortable with doing that. And Snell did face the Cubs earlier this year at Wrigley. He allowed two runs in five innings. I think with a similar performance tonight, he gets the job done because I think they get to Hendricks here. I don't trust the Padres bullpen. Thus, I'm not looking to go for a full game wager, and that's why I'm looking at first five. So let's make it San Diego minus the half run, first five innings.
Good stuff from Marco D'Angelo, guys. He's got a 4% play up here, $9 Monday, and he's on an 86% run. So want to check that out. Again, just $9, wagertalk.com, Marco D'Angelo. And our three-hole hitter here, Steve Maryland. Steve, let's do a little bark at the park here. The Royals and the Marlins, seeing minus 150. So we've actually seen some Royals money. And I'll tell you this, Steve, I bet you Royals fans, Royals players, Royals coaches, they're happy that the Oakland A's are having the season that they're having, because a lot more people would be focusing on how bad the Royals actually are here, Steve Merrill. Not sure if that's working into your handicap, who you're looking to go to, but this is a game I'm going to be in attendance with Bella Martin Betts, a little bark at the park. So if you can, you know, give me something to bet, I'd enjoy it, a little degenerate style. What are you looking to do with the Royals and the Fish tonight?
Man, you stole double play in my head. You stole two of my thoughts, Drew Martin, because you are the double play king. I was going to say, first of all, you could get really good ticket prices tonight if you wanted to go to this game. I did not know you were actually going, so hopefully you didn't buy those tickets 2 years ago. And second of all, it does, the fact that the Royals are coming in right after the Athletics does play a part in the handicap, because I looked at this, you know, and if you recall when I was on the show with you Friday for the big game breakdown, I talked about your Miami Marlins, your Florida Marlins, depending on what decade we're talking about them. And I said I thought they would not overlook the Oakland A's because they were coming off that tough series against San Diego. You know, they'd gotten kind of embarrassed in the final game. And I just didn't think after that 10-1 loss to San Diego, they're going to overlook the opportunity, the rare opportunity to play the AL team at home, because now everybody plays everybody this year in baseball. We get a lot of these unusual matchups, and that was definitely the case. On both Friday and Saturday, just like I thought, Miami dominated Oakland 16-1. They got the sweep yesterday 7-5, but it was misleading. They trailed that game until the eighth inning. Oakland actually had a good little start offensively, and Miami had the come-from-behind win there in the eighth inning. I actually think it could be a little bit of a letdown spot now against another bottom feeder from the American League. And although Miami probably wins two out of three in this series, I think the most dangerous spot is tonight against Kansas City. So then you start digging in a little bit deeper, and I can definitely say there's some sharp money. Like you said, this line has dropped about 20 cents. That's not the public. That's some sharp money on Kansas City as a dog that always catches my eye. And also in seven of the eight games, it's a small baseball card here on Monday, June 5th, but in seven of the eight games, we have a lefty versus a righty matchup on the hill. So it's pretty interesting to see that. And this is one of them. So I always like to dig into those numbers. Kansas City this year has been better against left-handers. Miami, meanwhile, has been weaker against right-handers. And that's who they're facing tonight. Kansas City batting over 20 points higher against lefties. This isn't just lefty starters, by the way. You know, you have to be careful with the lefty starter stats because that's like half a game on average. This is against all left-handed pitchers. KC is also per nine innings averaging almost three-fourths of a run more, higher batting average, higher on-base percentage by almost 50 points. And then it's the exact opposite with Miami. Miami against right-handers, 50-point lower batting average, 30 points lower on-base percentage, and half a run less per nine innings. So we get Kansas City benefiting against the lefty, Miami weaker against the righty, and I also think subconsciously there could be a little bit of a flat spot after the come-from-behind win against Oakland in the sweep, playing another bottom feeder in the AL. I think it worked for the Marlins on Friday, like I talked about. I think it actually could work against your Miami Marlins tonight on Monday. So I do think Kansas City is a live dog here in this game on Monday evening.
All right, maybe look towards the plus price there in the Royals. Good stuff from Steve Merrill following up the Friday show as well, breaking down the Marlins. Huge shout out to the chat box. Everybody joining us live here on the Wager Talk YouTube channel. 2 o'clock Eastern start time here. City by the Bay, welcome back in. Professor Chris, C. James. Some guys agreeing with Marco there, looking towards the Padres against the Cubs. We got Robert in the house. Thanks for joining us live, guys. And feel free to chime in below in the reply section. If you're watching on replay, smash the like button. It does help us out. Remember to subscribe to the channel, Wager Talk YouTube channel, if you like getting free sports picks. This is the place for you. And now we got best bets, guys. So going to go around the horn here, add in the gold sheet as well. But first up here, Dwayne Bryant, a reminder, $9 Monday, guys. Check out Dwayne Bryant, wagertalk.com. And Dwayne, we're heading to the first of three I'm seeing in this series in Citizens Bank Park with the Detroit Tigers visiting the Philadelphia Phillies. We're seeing a big price here on the Phils, minus 240 and a total of 8.5. What are you looking to do in this interleague matchup in Philadelphia, Dwayne?
Yeah, you did mention it is $9 Monday over Wager Talk. I do have my MLB top total up. It's regular $25. It's on sale today for $9 Monday. You can get that at dbbets.com. I'm plus 24.68 units in MLB this season on a 7.1% ROI. As for the Tigers at the Phillies, I like the under 8.5 in this game. We're listing Joey Wentz and Aaron Nola. In his young career, Wentz has actually pitched better on the road, which certainly isn't the norm. But if you look at some of his numbers, batting average allowed 287 at home, only 235 away. OPS allowed 831 at home, only 690 away. And his whip 157 at home, only 123 away. Today, Wentz faces a Phillies team that only owns a 90 WRC plus against left-handed pitching. That's 26th in MLB. The Phillies averaged only 3.25 runs in their four home night games against a left-handed starting pitcher. And they've never faced Wentz. And more often than not, hitters struggle when facing a lefty for the first time. On the other side, Aaron Nola has not had a great start to 2023. His season FIP, XFIP, and strikeouts per nine innings would be career worst numbers if the season were over. But he faces Detroit today, and that's a lineup I think he should be able to handle. The Tigers only own an 80 WRC plus against right-handed pitching. That's 20% below average, fourth worst in MLB. And that number actually drops to 71 on the road, which is the second worst number in the league. And Detroit only averaged 3.1 runs in its 11 games as a road underdog at night against a right-handed starting pitcher. Back to Nola for a second, though. He's gotten roughed up a bit in his last two starts, giving up 5 runs to the Braves and 4 runs to the Mets. But those were on the road. Nola's back home here for this one. And in his career, Nola owns a 3.23 ERA and a 1.08 whip when he's at home or as a home favorite, coming off back-to-back starts where he allowed at least 4 runs in both games. I almost went the first 5 route here as I don't trust either bullpen, but the full game total has dropped after it opened at 9. That's a good sign, I believe. And the tipping point for me is the fact that I don't expect the Phillies to need to bat in the bottom of the 9th, which means one less inning from the Detroit bullpen. I haven't bet this yet because I don't know who the home plate umpire will be. And the last thing I want is to be holding an under ticket and then find out someone like Mark Wegner is behind the plate. But I definitely do like the under in Philly today.
Nice breakdown there from Dwayne Bryant. Guys, I'll follow it up here with my best bet. I'm heading north of the border in the Houston Astros. They've won 17 of their last 23 games. They've been hot here, guys, just taking 3 of 4 from the LA Angels. Now heading to Toronto to face Alex Manoa. So it's Fade City on Alex Manoa. Look, he's a good pitcher overall, a lot of talent when you watch him. But this season, I don't know if it's the pitch clock. I don't know what's really going on with him, but something's going on because you've been making money betting against him. And sure enough, he already has 40 walks on the season. So it goes back to the theme, looking to fade pitchers having trouble finding the strike zone. We get that here with one of the best road teams in baseball, that being the Houston Astros. Plus price here, guys. Release it on the free picks page of wagertalk.com at plus 112 in the overnights. Well, the market's scooped some of that up here, guys. We can get them now plus 102. That's the Houston Astros, wrong team favored against the Toronto Blue Jays. Astros, my best bet for tonight. Next up here, Marco D'Angelo. Reminder, guys, $9 Monday. His 4% play up and available with an 86% run here, Marco. Any final thoughts for the show? You've been seeing it well, and I'm also seeing, speaking of the Oakland A's, against the Pittsburgh Pirates, what are you looking to do here in PNC?
Oh, I saved the marquee matchup for my best bet here with the A's and the Pirates. And I'm going to be kind. I'm not going to torture you guys. We're not going to have to watch the whole game. We're going to just watch the first five innings, okay? That's about all we can take, and there's a reason for that. I'm going to look at the under 4.5 runs total for the first five innings, and here's what I'm looking at. We don't have to talk about that. They're a team that struggles to score runs. Four of their last five games, they've scored two runs or less before yesterday's five-run outburst, and they still ended up losing, spotting the Marlins a five spot, or if they were five. They had the Marlins spotted them a five spot and still lost. But what I'm looking at is the starting pitching between these two. J.P. Sears goes for Oakland, and he really has pitched well for them in the last four starts. He's gone five or more innings in all four starts. He's allowed two runs or less in all four. And his strikeout-to-walk ratio was 16-3. Those are all good indicators that he was dealing good stuff. Now, the reason I'm going to look at first five innings is I don't want the bullpen involved with Oakland. That bullpen, generally, when they come in, it's like standing around an open campfire and getting a gasoline can out and pouring on it. It's just going to get worse. So we're going to look first five innings with this one. And the Pirates counter with Oviedo, who is pitched well in his last four starts. He's allowed a grand total of just six runs in 21 innings of work. You combine those two things and the fact that neither team has faced either starter. We always talk about it. The pitcher has the advantage first time around the league over the hitters. So I'm going to go ahead and look at this one. First five innings, under 4.5 runs. I think that's the play here tonight. Let's make that our best bet for Monday night.
Like it, Marco. Guys, we have some questions here in the chat box, and that's something we always welcome here. So feel free to fire away in the first pitch live chat box and also in the reply section. Marco, like your underlook there, the totals wise, but also side wise. I mean, we have the Oakland A's, 13 or 14 straight road losses, the worst record, you know, to this point in an MLB season, I believe in the modern era. So they're kind of going with for MLB history as one of the worst teams out there. Do you have any thoughts on betting teams like that, either looking to kind of catch them in bounce back form or just fading away, trying to make money? I know you've had success here in the MLB betting markets. Would love to get your thoughts on just betting the Oakland.
Well, looking at this one, Drew, the problem with taking Pittsburgh, and the reason why I didn't pull the trigger on Pittsburgh for the full game, is the Pirates are coming off a big series this weekend. They returned home from a long West Coast road trip and had to face division rival St. Louis. And although St. Louis has been underperformed, to say the least, this year, they were expected to contend for the division. So the fact that the Pirates swept them, that was a big series for the Pirates, and they're ripe for a letdown. Oakland, you know, this is a team that there's not many spots where I really am going to want to back them. Yes, they are one of the worst teams we've ever seen in baseball, and by the time the season's over, they could have the worst record ever in Major League Baseball. And it's just a bad situation that's not going to get worse. They don't have a lot of talent. They don't have fans coming to the games because the fans, you know, they're turning their backs on the A's because the A's are leaving. They're going to come here to Vegas. That's a foregone conclusion. They're playing in a ballpark that's horrendous. Nobody wants to go to the Coliseum. So it's just a bad situation that's only going to get worse. I'm looking at picking the spots where you can find something like this first five inning wager here. I think that's the safest way. And if you are ever going to play Oakland, my suggestion, because that bullpen is so bad, is that you do look at, if you want to try them, you try them in a first five inning wager if you want to back them on a side wager.
Yeah, their pitching is definitely not very good out of the bullpen. Quick follow-up here from Ghosted in the chat box, Marco. Is PNC Park the best ballpark in MLB? I know you're a Pittsburgh guy.
I'm a Pittsburgh guy, and obviously I'm biased, but, you know, I do a lot of radio. I talk to a lot of baseball people that we have on shows and stuff. And the general conception is the two best ballparks, and people go back and forth, one and 1A, is San Francisco and PNC Park.
like it. Marco D'Angelo, $9 Monday, wagertalk.com. Guys, go check them out. We got the Gold Sheet best bet here for today's action on Monday. Guys, check out Gold Sheet, goldsheet.com, trends, angles, stats, it's all there. Padres and Cubs over 8.5 runs, -120 price tag. That's going to be the Gold Sheet best bet for tonight. Cubs generated 5 walks versus Blake Snell on April 25th. Cubs have a 123 weighted runs created plus versus lefties this season, so they've smashed left-handed pitchers. They're facing
I'm back. We are live. Are we live on Wager Talk TV? A little bit of a rain. I'm going to get to a free play tonight. We'll give my best bet. We heard Marco D'Angelo. We heard Dwayne Bryant. So I'm in the live chat right now talking about how I wetted down my afro hair because it's the baseball show, not the basketball show. And also, we're talking about souvenir helmets. So keep those live chat questions coming. Always fun. And don't forget to comment below on the replay here on YouTube. Let's look at a free play for Monday night baseball. It's a small card tonight, just 8 games on the board. In fact, 1 daytime game, just 7 nighttime games. And instead of the 8 games on Monday, we have a lefty versus a righty matchup, and this is one of them. But I don't think it's going to matter. What's more important is the fact that Adam Wainwright is pitching for the Cardinals tonight on Monday. And, you know, Marco D'Angelo and I guest hosted Wager Talk today on Monday, June 5th, earlier today. It was a Prez-free, Teddy-free zone. So extra safe to go watch that replay on Wager Talk TV. And Marco talked about Yu Darvish being very strong after a bad performance. And I chimed in and said, that's one of my favorite angles is to play a Class A starter, you know, after a bad outing. And something else I mentioned is that a lot of times in baseball, don't be afraid to play guys that are struggling because they won't still be in the rotation after 4 or 5 bad starts unless the managers and the scouts all know that they have something left. With that said, this might be the one rare example, exception to that rule. A rare example that's an exception to that rule, and that's fading Adam Wainwright. And here's the reason. This guy's probably a future Hall of Famer unless they let him pitch much longer this year. That might keep him right out of the Hall of Fame because he's terrible. He's almost over 40. I think he's almost 42. He doesn't have anything left, and this very well might be his last start. They gave him the extra day of rest. I'm not expecting anything better, and let's take the opportunity to fade Adam Wainwright, which very well might be the last time we get a chance to do it. And the reason I say that is he made his first start at the beginning of May. He's had 5 starts this season. He's been below average in all 5 starts. You rarely see a guy get a 6th start when they're pitching this bad. And the only reason he's getting one is because he's a borderline future Hall of Famer, and he's been with the same franchise for over 2 decades. We're going to fade him here with maybe the best team in baseball right now. You know, everyone thought the Rays got off to that fantastic start. Don't look now. Tampa's plus 122 net runs. The Texas Rangers are plus 152 net runs. They're 30 net runs better than anybody in baseball. Those of you that watched the preview show know that they were a play-on team for me at the beginning of the season. Without the shift rule now, that left-handed heavy lineup can really benefit. And they're on the right, Adam Wainwright. Texas Rangers, minus a very reasonable price, in my opinion, minus the 140, goes at 8 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget, it's $9 Monday, wagertalk.com. All best bets, including a strong steamroller blowout for myself, Steve Merrill. $9 Monday, wagertalk.com.
That does it for the show. Steve Merrill bringing the heat here. Best bets, $9 Monday, wagertalk.com. Recap of best bets, Houston plus 102, Marco D'Angelo, Oakland, Pittsburgh, first 5 under 4.5, plus 100 price tag. Dwayne Bryant, Detroit and Philadelphia under 8.5, minus 115. Steve Merrill, just heard it there. Rangers minus 140. And the Gold Sheet, goldsheet.com. Chicago Cubs, San Diego Padres over 8.5, minus 120. Dwayne Bryant, Marco D'Angelo, Steve Merrill. Check them all out. Wagertalk.com, $9 Monday. I am Drew Martin. Comment below, guys, in the reply section. Smash the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Eastern time. Come back and join us. Cash those tickets.